Welcome to Emotions Express. Are you tired of making the same mistakes in your relationships? How about going through growing pains from your level up journey? Or are you outgrowing your current friendship groups? Or are you simply just navigating life as a young woman? Sis, look no further. On the podcast, each week, I will discuss things to help you to overcome those feelings of misery, anxiousness, and frustration for where you are today. Your emotional health plays a key role in creating the life you desire. So let's dive in. Let's talk about when isolation is necessary. So whether you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert, this episode is going to be for you because I'm always encouraging my introverts to find balance in spending time with people and by themselves. But my introverts, you know, you listening right now, you like, listen, I have no problem not being around people. So you know, for my extroverts, you find it hard to not be around people. So for both of you, this episode is going to be very helpful. For my introverts, I'm going to tell you how you can use your alone time more intentionally. And for my extroverts, I'm going to explain to you how and why sometimes it's really, really important to take a step back from all of the social interactions and all that good stuff. For me personally, I like to consider myself a little bit of both, a little bit of an introvert and extrovert. I do, quite frankly, I love being around other people. I love having a good time. And I also sometimes just love being by myself, getting my own thoughts together, and all those things. I think there's a lot of beauty in doing both. But I understand if you more so resonate with one way or the other way. If I had to quantify, instead of saying 50-50, I would say probably like I'm like 65% introvert and the rest extrovert. Okay. So when is isolation necessary? When I say isolation, I'm talking about isolating from social interaction, right? So when is it necessary? I would say it's necessary when you're trying to master a craft. Say you got something going on in your life, let me use an example that you could probably relate to, your mastering craft. Say you're trying to get a master's degree. Let's talk about mastering, right? Maybe you're trying to get a master's degree or you're trying to pass your graduate courses and you really, really, really have to lock in. This may be a time when you're like, all right, I'm not meeting y'all for happy hour. I'm not going to girls' night this month. Ah, man, I know it's right around the holiday season, but I'm going to have to sit this one out because I need to put my energy and my efforts towards this. This is the perfect time to master isolation. Why? Because you're working towards something. Okay. Another time that I think that isolation is necessary, and I relate to this one a lot, is when you don't relate to a lot of people. If you're going through like a transitional period in your life, maybe you're changing your beliefs or you're changing your habits or you're changing something about your personality. You might start feeling like, oh, nobody understands me. I'm all in this thing alone, yada, 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 yada. But what I think you just need to do is really understand who you are, why you believe in what you believe in, why you're doing what you're doing, because you might just be changing a habit, right? It may not necessarily be beliefs, but sometimes when you change certain habits of yours, it might change the people who want to be around you, whether for good or for bad. It doesn't really matter what it is, but you might say, oh, they don't understand. Well, I want to do this and why I want to do that. And let me say this, they may not understand, but I can promise you, I will bet my last dollar that there are people out there that have been through exactly what you're going through and they understand exactly where you're coming from. Now, you may have not found those people. You may have not found your tribe, but those people are out there. You know, you just may be in a season where, again, isolation is really important for your growth. So while you're redefining who you are, redefining what you do, redefining. Hi, I'm just dropping in to let you know that there are several free ways to support the podcast. You can take a screenshot of your screen with the podcast player open and then post that screenshot on your favorite social media platform. You can share the episode that you're listening to right now with a family member or friend. Or you can leave a written review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't done so already. I also created some really exciting merch for you all. So I do have the Legacy of Authenticity mugs available under my merch section. And I also have the Emotions Express journal, because I'm always encouraging you to journal, to get your emotions out of your head and onto paper, to get your thoughts and your aspirations and your goals out of your head and onto paper. I think journaling is a really, really magical tool that you can use for your benefit. So I have journals available. All you have to do is scroll down to the show notes or the description box, and the links are available for you there. Now let's get back to the show. Into this new person, this new being, this is just like that transitional phase. And during that phase, you know, people are dropping off. I know that it can feel lonely, but I want you to remember that being lonely is just a feeling. It's literally just a feeling. Okay, loneliness is not the same as being alone, because two people can be alone, right? Some people can feel very content, happy, joyful with their life without much contact with other people. But another person can be experiencing the same exact thing and feeling lonely. So being lonely it's a choice. You have to decide to put your energy towards that emotion. You know, and I want you to remember that emotion is simply energy and motion, emotion. So when I hear or I see people say, oh, this is the year of no emotion, it's like, actually, babes, it's not that you want to be void of emotions completely, because negative emotions aren't the only emotions that exist. There's also a whole spectrum of positive emotions that you actually do want to be exhibiting or radiating or filled up with when you're going out into the world, right? Like joy, like gratitude, like being optimistic. All of those wonderful, 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 those are emotions, and those are things that you want to put your energy towards versus loneliness, versus depression, versus anxiety, versus fear, and all of those emotions. Those are lower level emotions, right? So feeling lonely is a choice. As much as we don't want to admit it, it is a choice, because two people, again, could be in the same scenario, not around much people, being in social isolation, and be like, oh, I'm good. And the other person could feel extremely lonely, you know? And I think that to some degree we are, as human beings, I do think we are social beings, meaning that we thrive well in groups and packs just because of how we've evolved on this planet. At the same time, I think there's a difference in saying, hey, I just need a couple of people to interact with every day, and saying, like, I constantly need to be in communication with people 24/7, or else I feel lost, I don't feel like myself, or I need other people to tell me how worthy I am. I think that that's completely different. And when I see people saying that they want a significant other, or they want to be in a relationship because they don't want to feel lonely anymore, my ears are always perked up. Now, I don't always say anything, because it's not always appropriate for me to comment on things like that. Like, I'm nobody's therapist, I'm nobody's coach. Like, if somebody's asking me for advice, that's one thing, but you know, I learned my lesson giving unsolicited advice. It's not always the best thing to do. So I play that on the side of caution. However, when I hear that, or I see it, sometimes I see it on social media, I'm like, that's really not going to solve how you feel, because the reason why you feel that way is literally rooted inside of you. And I can relate to this because I dealt with that at one point in my life. I'm like, well, if I just had this and that, I would no longer feel that way until I got those things, and those feelings that were deeply inside of me remain the same. So now I'm a huge proponent of, or advocate for, no matter what scenario you're in, trying to, and of course, I'm always for like, feel what you feel, go through the process, but where you can overcome that and get back on track to who you really want to be and what you're really about, do that, because it'll keep you aligned and in the path to what you really want to see and produce in your life. For example, if I am in a depressed state and I stay away from people, I'm not around people, I'm like, I don't like people, but I want to get into the podcasting industry. I'm just going to use that as an example. But I'm like, I hate people. I don't like people. I don't want to be around people. People suck. Everybody's evil. Yada, yada, yada. Do you think that I'm going to draw opportunities to me in this industry? Do you think people are going to be reaching out to me and saying, hey, I would love to have you here, I would love to work with you here, with that attitude? 9 times out of 10, no. And even if that opportunity did come, I would probably sabotage it because of the way that I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. Because if I think that, oh, most people are evil and people are bad and da 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 da, even though I want this opportunity in my life, if it did come, I may have these thoughts in the back of my head like, well, how am I going to trust these people? They're all evil. They're all out for money. They're all out to get me. Even if that's not necessarily true and somebody's literally presenting me with an opportunity that could change my life. That's why I love the quote by Dr. Joe Dispenza, and I try to keep that on the forefront of my mind every day, is that your personality creates your reality. It is so for me, it's truly very, very powerful. Right? So back to the reasons why isolation is necessary. So far I said, one, number one, you're mastering a craft. Number two, you don't relate to a lot of people. Number three, and I think this one is really, really important, you're trying to figure yourself out. Okay? You are trying to figure yourself out. Like I said before, in the last point, maybe you're going through a transitional phase. Maybe you don't know what you're doing. And that's okay too, because sometimes that's just what it is. Sometimes you're like, yo, sometimes I talk to people and I'm like, listen, I'm just doing what needs to be done now. And I'm kind of right now in my life, I'm in a transitional period. So I'm like, I have an idea of what I want to do. I'm not exactly sure of all of the steps to get there. So I can relate to this, but when you're trying to figure yourself out, you have a goal to accomplish. Sometimes that's what you need to do. You need to go back to the drawing board, right? Because when you have the noise of everyone else in your head and you have no time to face yourself, you could unknowingly be making decisions on very important decisions about your career, about your life, about your health choices, etc., on things that other people have said. And whether or not that will benefit you or will hurt you, you may have not thought about that just because, oh, you know, my high school best friend told me that this is the best thing for me. Okay, but did you look into it? Is this going to work for your lifestyle? Is this something you're even passionate about, or are you just doing this because that's what she said? So I think it's very important when you're trying to figure yourself out, you have a goal to accomplish, you're mastering a craft, maybe you're learning how to do something new and it really requires your full focus, your full attention. Perfect time to, you know, be in isolation, and you have like a good reason. You're not just isolating from people because you don't have any social skills. And let me just share this story with you, because sometimes I think people lean on being an introvert a little bit too much. Okay. And just remember, this is coming from somebody who like kind of resonate with being an introvert about 70% of the time on a scale of 100. Okay. I'm sorry. I said 70. I said 65 at first. Sorry, y'all. 65. Maybe even 70, you know, depending on the day. But I remember I was at Walmart one day and I was shopping for my baby boy. And I was looking at the clothes section and I'm like, oh my God, the section for the toddlers seems so small. I wonder if they have it located somewhere else. So I saw another young lady in Walmart. She was folding clothes. So I said, okay, I'll just go up and ask her, you know, if she knows she works here. She's folding clothes in this section. So I asked her, I'm like, hi, excuse me. Yeah, you know, I'm looking for clothes for my son. I don't see much out here. Do they have them in any other section? And she just stared at me. And I'm like, okay. And then I kept talking because I'm like, oh, maybe she couldn't hear me, you know? And then she just kept backing up for me. And I'm like, and like kind of like turning away. And I'm like, at first I'm like, wait a minute, is this the new AI person? I'm sorry, y'all. But I'm like, wait a minute, is this the new AI version that Walmart are hiring? Because you know Walmart, y'all. If you go to Walmart, they literally have no cashiers right now. So I wouldn't be surprised what kind of technology they have right now, right? They got us doing the job for them. We have to scan our own groceries. So I'm like, okay. She literally didn't say anything. And I don't think, and if this was, I definitely, you know, I'm going to say this in confidence that it was not the fact that this young lady had a disability of any sorts, because, you know, as I was in that section for some time and I actually saw her speaking to a colleague of hers. I think that, you know, maybe she was just suffering from some social anxiety, and I'm not picking on her in any way. I did find it kind of funny because I'm just like, what's going on here? And I've never experienced that before. However, at the same time, I do understand those, you know, of you who may suffer from social anxiety and how serious that is to you. But that's why I'm saying, like, I think sometimes we do lean on, you know, being introverted so much because, you know, the reality is, especially if you have a certain job, you're going to be expected to, you know, go out into the workplace and interact with people. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be like this super high energy person and fit this box. Absolutely not. I think we should make space for all people and however, you know, people choose to communicate. And I understand that there will be limitations to that communications at times. But, you know, completely glitching, you know, in the middle of a human interaction with just asking something simple. I think we have to really work on that, you know. And I think the younger generations, this woman was, she was either, I think she was anywhere from 16 to 18, maybe. I think they have a different challenge because a lot of their communications are via technology. And I'll even say that for myself, like coming out of on the other side of COVID, it was a transition for me. So I can't imagine being in that generation where that's really all how you interacted. You got some of your school years taking a back from you. And, you know, it's hard to interact with others. But, you know, I'm here to say we all have to do it. Okay, so how did I get here? I forgot, but I had to listen. I had to tell you all this story because I haven't gotten the chance to tell anyone else yet. And it was just so funny to me. I'm like, wait a second. At first, I'm like, maybe she just had a panic attack or, you know, something was going on. I was very generous. I was very gracious. And then when I saw her talking to someone that she worked with, I was like, oh, okay, you know, and I hope that's something that she works through, but I just found that so funny. So yeah, back to trying to figure yourself out. You have a goal to accomplish. You cancel out the noise of everyone else and face yourself. A lot of us are running from facing ourselves, again, by being in the phones, by being distracted by other people and their thoughts and their goals and da-da-da-da, by comparing ourselves to other people. We don't have time to confront our demons. We don't have time to confront our strengths. So when you decide to take that leap of isolation, you're not just going to get on Facebook. You're not just going to get on Instagram. You're not just going to get on TikTok. You're not just going to get on Twitter or X or whatever they call it these days, or YouTube. You're going to confront yourself, confront your demons, confront your strengths, confront what you want to do with your life and of yourself. You know, and if you find yourself in a position where you're like, all right, I don't relate to a lot of people. If people around you are like putting you down for your beliefs, for your newfound confidence, for your level up, leave them alone. Like, just drop them like dust. Like, you have to ask yourself, do you really want to be associated with people who are going to be putting you down for positive things that you're doing in your life? This is why you have to remember that everybody who is alone isn't lonely. Being lonely is a choice. If you are lonely, you have to think about it like this. Well, maybe you say, well, at least I have the angels supporting me. At least God or the universe or my whatever you believe in, at least they are with me at all times. That sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And I'm a firm believer in it. It may not always be that way. You just might be in a transitional season. So sometimes you got to do what you have to do. You know, Kanye has this lyric where he said, I just needed time alone with my own thoughts. Got treasures in my mind, but couldn't open up my own vault. Sometimes you need time alone with your own thoughts. You can't open up those treasures in your mind when you're constantly bombarded by the messages and the treasures of other people. Your vault is sitting there locked up. So while you're trying to catch the next event, while you're worried about what your bestie is doing, lock in on you. Isolation will give you the time and the space you need for you. Log out of the socials. Log out of these social events. Lock in on you. Tap, tap, tap in. Okay? This is another way that you build resistance. When you get used to your own company, that's building resistance. I said resistance, resilience. Okay? So with that being said, we have reached the last episode. we have reached not the last episode yet, y'all. I'm at least going to 100 and then we'll see where it goes from there. We reached the end of this episode. I will catch you on the next one. Peace.